It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the show all around the world. We greatly appreciate you. Make sure you check out the podcast and the website at CannabisTalk101.com as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And of course, give us a call anytime at 1-800-420-1980. That's right, 1980 with a mouthful of food, and he still came on to kill that. Look at
came
you,
through, man. He came through.
Exactly. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news. Learn the script and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at one Christopher Wright, and my buddy Elvis is at Radio underscore Elvis. Well, I'm at Joe Grande 52, and Zeta is actually still hanging out with us because I couldn't hang up with him. So Zeta, stick around the show and feel free to chime in at any time, as during the show, we just like to talk stories and give out some great information. But you guys know what time it is, right?
Yeah, it's dime time.
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industries has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel, glass ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000-milligram cartridges are amazing. Check out their website, dimeindustries.com, or check them out online on Instagram at dime.industries. All that being said, Elvis, you also know what time it is because I know you got a story up your sleeve. What do you got for us, brother?
Yeah, I do. This is big news here. MJ Biz confirmed this week it has been acquired by the New York headquartered B2B event and media company Emerald Holding for $120 million in cash plus potential earnouts. Now, the deal includes, of course, MJ BizCon, one of the oldest and largest cannabis-focused trade shows, as well as related media and event brands like award-winning publications like MJ Biz Daily, Hemp Industry Daily, and MJ Biz Magazine. In October, of course, MJ BizCon was here. They had 30,000. We were there, too. Of course, Cannabis Talk 101, 1,200 exhibitors, 27,000 attendees. And since Zeta is actually still hanging with us, you actually went back and forth with one of the people at MJ BizCon, right?
I mean, Sandra Farrington, she's the chair and CEO. She was the CEO, but now she's just the chair and co-founder. I congratulated her because obviously, you know, this is a pretty big event. Her response was, you know, this is an amazing, exciting time because now they get to expand rapidly. And it just shows some of the big movers and shakers that are coming to this space, right? I mean, the purchase right. The largest conference in the world.
Right, so. Right.
You know, I actually, you know, I like the fact that you have acquisitions in this space that are so large. I mean, this just proves that, you know, you have somebody that's creating a legacy, a business that's worth that kind of money. You know, no geek off the street comes in and spends $100+ million. You know, this is a well orchestrated team that comes in and looks at it and says, how can we scale it into, you know, a 500 million or, you know, so on. And in something right. So kudos to you guys, man, out there, MJ Biz, for doing your thing. That's amazing.
And not only that, folks, but I want to point out what I really love about this from my standpoint. This is a company that doesn't grow weed. They don't grow cannabis. They don't do abstracts. They don't do edibles. They don't have, you know, they're
ancillary. Ancillary.
Exactly. And not only ancillary, not even an ancillary, really, because they host events. They bring people together, and by bringing people together, you guys, they sold for $120 million in cash plus potential earnouts. Mm-hmm. Like, this right here is called a vision and a dream. And if you have one, like Zeta, when we talked to you at a previous podcast, you said the time is now.
It is. But
the big thing that rang in my ear when you said the time is now to get into the industry. Blue, you've had this vision 10 years ago when you started Cannabis Talk 101, if not whatever, 7 to 10 years ago, when you created this thing from a fucking, who knows if you were high in a bathroom, where you were at.
He was.
But I was definitely high.
Yeah.
In a bathroom, under the
stall. I'm going to come up with a show called Cannabis Talk 101. Like, these are the visions that you guys have had. And Zeta, you've had one with Green Rush Consulting and all these things. Elvis and I have been radio guys that help push things real well. We haven't come up. So I'm pointing this out to MJ Biz. I'm applauding you, Blue. I'm applauding you, Zeta, for guys like you and them who come up with random shit like this that blow up. And you said it right, Zeta. The time is now. Look at MJ Biz. They haven't been around 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To make $120 million from coming up with this idea, that's what we're looking to do, Pip. Come on.
You know, it really comes down to massive revenues, good quality service, and you know, the fortunes in the follow-up, being having a team that follows up. I mean, they come from the trade show industry, you know, the guys that launched MJ Biz, you know, and ultimately, you know, they had some really great partners and they had a vision and, you know, taking massive action, taking massive risk, gets massive rewards, you know? So when you start to put those things into a bucket and you start to, you know, fill that bucket and you have the right people in there, you know, it just tends to overflow and everybody, you know, tends to benefit from this massive machine. And, you know, we've all benefited from it. I mean, we've struck some major deals there. We've certainly had some great events with them, by ourselves, springboarding off of them, you know. So this is just a whole ecosystem. And I think whomever decided to, you know, jump in is now seeing those visions, and hopefully they're going to take it further and they drive it to that next level, because this is going to be exciting to see what the next guys do, because yeah. Obviously they have a vision of, hey, we're going to take it a little further. You know, that to me is exciting.
Yeah, I'd like to add something to that too, Blue. I mean, they also had first mover advantage too as well. I mean, they started very early in the history. I've spoken at nearly every MJ BizCon, both on center stage, front stage. I mean, like, it's amazing. And the opportunities that we've had have been, you know, just incredible for them to bring these folks together. It's mad kudos to them. I remember one of the first conferences, it was only like 100 people. You know, and it just grew massively up to about, what was it, 45,000 people last time?
Well, yeah. And for those that listen to the podcast, go back and find the one where we interviewed Chris Walsh, who's the CEO of MJ BizCon. And he tells the story of exactly what you said, Zeta, of going back to when this whole thing started with about 40
in their garage.
Yeah, doing this thing and trying to push this out, trying to make something happen. And someone's pulling outside my window and freaking me out. So, Blue, if you see something happen, you better drive your ass over here right away, as a car's right outside. So if something happens to me while we're on the show, hey, it's live content. Come over here, press stop so we can air this.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. They're just dropping off a friendly neighbor. So listen, you know, one thing that you know, Zeta said, and also, you know, Joe, you were referring to, is that, you know, these guys, you know, when they started, they didn't even have a home, meaning that the convention center wouldn't take them. Hotels right. wouldn't take them. You know, ballrooms were not allowing cannabis. So you had to be that pioneer that went out there and started fighting for that opportunity to get your doors open. And I experienced a lot of that through our education platform. I mean, you know, we come into the hotels and they're like, no way. Yeah. You know, and even further before the education, when we started, you know, the launch of Cannabis Talk, when, you know, we're the first to break FM radio. We're the first to break iHeartRadio, and we're continuously growing. You know, there was nobody on FM radio when we came to FM radio, and, you know, we got on FM radio, and it took me 2 years of having a conversation, building a relationship with the radio station, and sitting there telling them, listen, you know, we're going to give great content, educational content. We're not going to just talk about smoking weed and getting high and who's got the fattest blunt, you know. And he still couldn't wrap his head around it. And there's still times that we talk about that, and we love to, and it's fun, it's great entertainment. But the facts are, is that they didn't believe. They were like, no, you guys are just stoners, stupid, you guys are idiots, and there's no way, the FCC mm-hmm. won't allow it. And so I understand those hurdles, and I do as well. And you know, people like Zed, you know, listen, yourself, Joe, you guys went through hurdles too, because when I look back at the doghouse and you guys, and I watch your guys' you know, former film, and I look back and go, gosh, dude, these guys were the original stuntsters. These guys were really doing stunts in broad daylight, going yep. to jail over it, creating, comedy on air, creating an algorithm, you know, having the number one show. You have broke those, you know, boundaries as well. It's just in a different space. And obviously Joe was selling weed at the time, so he was still doing his thing. But you know, it's just fun. It's just good stuff, guys. And I love being around that energy. And I think that's why, you know, the blessings of you know, our show and MJ BizCon will just continue to grow, because one, they care, we care. people care about this industry, and you have, you know, like-minded individuals. They always tend to find each other. You know, you go through a lot of fake actors or bad actors, if you will, and then you start to find the people that, you know, really kind of curate with you and cure with you and become a household name with you and start to rock with you. And next thing you know, it's not built overnight, but next thing you know, you got something fantastic. So it's going to be an exciting, like I said, year looking at what they do, years to come, you know, being that they just got bought out by a monster company.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing those things out, Blue, because you're so right, Elvis. I have to give us some credit because, Blue, you just really brought back, like, we were the first to do so many in radio to think of it. I mean, Jackass was created because of our show. Like the whole thing on MTV that was literally created from our show of all the shit that we used to do in San Francisco. And not that Elvis did the first prank call ever, but in my opinion, he did some of the best prank calls ever. So, and he's been fired for over them too, allegedly.
So have you.
We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Hello and welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We have a fantastic show for you guys today. Joe Grande has been just crushing it. Let me tell you this, man. I just want to stop and thank you, Joe, because, you know, we for those of you who don't know, you know, it's a new year and we decided to get into a new building. And, you know, I've been, you know, elbow deep in, you know, refurbing our building and making sure that, you know, I've got workers there managing, you know, getting the materials to the building and just doing all this stuff. And Joe has been holding down the show for us, Elvis as well. I wish he was here to hear this, but, you know, I just appreciate you guys, you know, really, you know, stepping up and not even thinking twice about it, just getting it done. And I miss, you know, being on the last couple shows that I missed, and I just miss the entertainment, the fun, that answer that we have together. And thank you so much, Elvis, you as well.
Well, you know what? Elvis has just said thank you, but he's having computer issues. He'll be right back with us. Zeta is here still joining us. And thank you, Blue. It's my pleasure. It's my gig. It's what we do. And thank you for doing everything that you do, because folks that are listening, we do have a new building that, you know, for those who don't realize, Blue, Christopher Wright, is the CEO of Cannabis Talk 101, creator and mastermind of it all, and has been working his ass off diligently every single day, even on the weekends, 7 days a week, making sure we have this new, beautiful 6,000 square foot building looking awesome. And it's coming together, and we're going to be able to put beautiful content out there for you guys. And that all being said, we're going to start growing some cannabis here. And the only way we're going to do it is if we head to rocketseeds.com or go to Instagram and go to rocket_seeds for a trusted cannabis seed. You guys, if you're looking to grow your own, like we're going to do here in the building, okay, we're really not going to, but head to rocketseeds.com for quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. It's rocketseeds.com. That'd be great though, if we really did start growing some cannabis here, right?
Here's the thing, though. There was a time where we were, you know, allegedly having some little grow activities inside some studios.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Not the cannabis talk.
Before I get to my story, Blue, because I was going to get to, which we'll get back to, how London's decriminalizing cannabis. How many allegedly illegal grows have you had? Because I know of like three in this general area where we're at now. And I love. Here's what's funny, Elvis and Zeta. Listen to this.
Yeah.
When we're driving around, not too long ago, before I'm in our new building right now. Blue had to leave, thank God, but he's been here forever. And that point being is, when we were looking for new offices, every time we're driving by different places, he's like, "Remember when I had a grow over there? Remember when I had that grow over there? Remember?" Like, oh, and then he's like, "Frankino, this is that other spot. There's a building over there. Remember my other grow back behind that other blah blah blah?" And I'm like, "Dude, how many fucking times are you describing buildings of an office space that we're looking for?" With by an alleged grow he had. So that all being said, Blue, Mr. OG, second generation, your pops taught you how to do this. Allegedly, can you count how many grows that you've had?
Oh, man. You know, it's funny you say that, you know, because when Zed earlier said, you know, I've been growing since I was 14, you know, I refer back to this time where, like, I've got a picture, you know, of me grabbing a plant, and I'm in diapers, dude. It's just like you see my dad trying to grab me, and I've got my hand on a plant in our backyard, you know.
I remember.
And he's
that
like, he's reaching for me, dude, and I'm in diapers, and I've got the, you know, the damn you know, plant in my hand, and he's trying to make sure I don't yank it out the ground. But, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, I honestly, I really couldn't give you a real answer. Right. But, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, it's fun because, you know, I got away from the touching the plant, you know, I don't know, 15 years ago. Right. And, you know, and there's been times where, you know, it comes up and this and that. And it's funny, I literally had an attorney, not the Pop Brothers at Law, another attorney friend of mine. And, you know, she's like, hey, you know, Blue, she's like, in her mind, I'm still in the game. You know what I mean? Like, she's literally talking to me and she's just like, yeah, you know, I know you guys are, you know, dabbling because everybody is and this and that. And I'm like, dude, like, I literally have not dabbled at all. Like, I'm 100%, you know, up and up, you know, but in the theory of what people's mindsets are, they think, you know, oh my God, he must be just the big time guy behind the scenes, you know? And, I couldn't tell you the actual number, Joe. I could tell you that, you know, in the 90s, the early 90s, you know, probably 96, 95, you know, I was managing about 900 lights. You know, and I say managing it, meaning that, you know, I had, you know, a part ownership of it. And, you know, I would spend my 3 days a week there and we would all, plus a bunch of other people we knew. And, you know, we were very keen on being by airports because of overhead. And we thought that would help if, you know, there was going to be some flybys because they used to have those big, you know, like, they look like spaceships underneath the thing that would come over and see the light in the room, you know, to tell the heat if it was going on, you know. So there was a time that was involved like that. And then shortly after, you know, I was very fortunate to meet some mentors and, you know, they kind of just loved my hustle. They knew what I was doing. Funny thing, as a cop and a real estate investor. And, you know, we met them and I was laughing. I'm like, you know, they're like, you're in the industry for real. And the cop's like, I'm like, dude, I'm not telling you shit. My buddy put me on blast. And I went to high school. He's like, dude, this guy's huge in the game, this and that. And I'm like, dude, like, there's literally a cop standing next to me in his uniform on Main Street in Huntington, you know? And I'm like, look, dude, I'm not going to say nothing. I don't know this guy. He was like, dude, you got weed on you right now? And I'm like, I'm not discussing my day. I wasn't saying that, but I was just not saying nothing. Finally, they won me over, right? And the guy's like, dude, I'm your boy. Like, he goes, you could open up your trunk right now. There'd be a fucking 1,000 pounds in the back right now. I wouldn't fucking take you to jail. And I looked at my boy and I go, hey, dude, you know, you fucking know these guys like that or what? And he was like, because, you know, me and this guy went to school together. He was my pastor in school. He was used to pray to me, you know. Wow. He'd come up to me and pray. So I trusted Keith a lot, you know. And I was like, look, dude, like, you know, he's like, I don't care what you have. I said, really? And I said, yeah, come on, let's walk to my car. And I popped my trunk. I think I busted out like 40 or 50 pounds on him, you know? and he looked at me and he looked at his boy and he goes, shut that, dude, shut that right now. Shut the trunk, you know? And he started getting all nervous, you know? And I was like laughing and you know, but they were like, hey, look, dude, you have an amazing ability to speak. Why don't you become a public speaker and start working with us? And so they put me on the road, man. And he said to me, you know, hey, look, man, I'll offer you $150,000. Or it was like, no, he said, I'll give you $100,000 a year to come work for me. And this is at, like, literally we're outside and I laughed. I'm like, dude, I'm good, man. You know, I could, you know, I'm straight. Like, I just kind of giggled it off. And he goes, how about 150? And I kind of looked at him like, dude, is this guy for real? You know? And he's like, right. Yeah. And I go,
talking some money.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll do it for 180. And he's like, cool, be in Texas. He says, I'll see you in Texas in 2 days. You know, and then there's a whole story behind that, you know, but I ended up...
Well, no, share that story because that story in Texas is... Continue, please. Zeta and Elvis don't know it, and I know the story, and I'm excited to hear where you're going. So finish that part, too.
Yeah, so I mean, 2 days later, you know, I'm calling my boy. I'm like, dude, those guys just fucking, you know, running their mouths. And you know, the guy had a TV show, and I said, you know, I ended up hitting up my boy and I'm like, look, dude, you know, this guy wants me to fly to Texas, but he's not buying me flights. You know, he's not paying for my hotel. And so, you know, what's up? Like, am I just going to fly out to Texas? I don't even know where I'm going. And long story short, he said, yeah, fly into this hotel. I'll reimburse you, you know, whether I employ you or not. But, you know, I do plan on employing you. Come down, meet me. You know, I'll have a car pick you up at 10 a.m., you know, from the Hilton Hotel. So I fly into town, I'm there the night before, You know, and he's like, oh, and cut your hair, because I had a mohawk and I was, I'm a musician myself. He's
Zeta there, so. Zeta used to have a mohawk.
I had a mohawk for a long time.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He used to change his hair color. I never did that. I'm just playing. So long story short though, is I get there and at 10 a.m., you know, I'm down there at 9:30 having a cup of coffee, waiting for this guy. And 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, okay, no one's here. 10:30, no one's here. Like 10:45, I'm like, you know, trying to call my buddy, because I didn't even get this guy's number at this point. You know, I didn't get his number for about a year after that. But, you know, ended up working for him. But so I'm calling him, my buddy. Finally, my boy hits me back like noon. I'm already back in my room. Like, dude, this. Call my boy and I'm like, hey dude, like, you know, this guy never sent anybody. He's like, well, did you just show up there? He's like, did you just show up? I'm like, dude, he didn't give me the address. Like, he told me he has a car picking me up. And he's like, well, you know, call this chick, get the address and just show up there. And I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna just show up there. This guy was gonna, he's supposed to pick me up, you know? He's like, bro, just show up there. Like, what else are you doing? You're in Texas. You have nothing to do. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I get a cab. I ended up at there was an Uber back then. Flag down a cab, get a cab, and end up at his place. I get to his place and I go, hey, is this Armando's spot? He's like, yeah, cool. And I'm like, you know, is he here? You know, I had an appointment with him. He's supposed to have a car pick me up. And he goes, oh, yeah, hold on a second. Comes back. Oh, yeah, he'll see you shortly. Just have a seat. So, you know, I'm pacing around. About an hour goes by, dude. You know, 45 minutes into it, dude, I'm sitting there like, no fucking way. Like, this guy is not, you know, like, what's going on, you know? So I'm coming up to the lady. You know, and I'm like, hey, you know, have you spoke to him? Is this, you know, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. So I go outside and I'm pacing. It's 105 degrees out there. So I'm pacing, not for very long. I come back in and I'm red. I'm looking at the lady and I'm like, hey, you know, is he coming or what? Like, you know, and she could tell. She goes, hold on one second. Let me just check. So she comes on. And as I'm like literally getting up again to walk out the door, she goes, oh, he'll see you. And I go, I turn around and I'm pissed, you know. He's not my boy. He's not, you know what I mean? Not, you know, it's just some random guy that I just met. Cool dude. But, you know, I didn't know him. So I walk in the room. And as I walk in the room, there's all these people in a call center, probably, you know, 150 people in a call center standing up and clapping. So I'm like, okay, these guys are all clapping. As I start walking down the way, because I'm like looking around, I'm like cutting around the building because I don't know why they're clapping. They're not clapping for me, you know? So I start walking. They're with me, they're turning with me, and then they're laughing and everybody's laughing and part having this fun time. And then all of a sudden everybody sits down, and then Armando stands up and he's like, hey, you know, basically, if you weren't gonna be able to make it here, we're road warriors, dude. We either make it to the spot, we make it happen, we do this and that. He's like, no matter what, we get the job done, we show up, whether it's late or not, we get there and make it happen. And I'm like, no, this is a test, you know. And so now he's like, come with me, dude. He's like, congratulations, man, you got the job. Let's you know, but you still got to talk to my attorney. So I sit with my attorneys. He's like, you know, going through all this stuff, and I signed a contract with him and in with my corporation, and we you know, put me on the road 2 days later, and you know, five years, or I'd say I was 3 to 5 years on the road with him. And started flipping houses, learning how to really manage money and assets, and understanding, you know, what a poverty rate of return is on investments, and how to, you know, really grow as a human being. And it took me away from the cannabis industry, but yet, you know, still dabbling. You know, I tried to operate it with my team, you know, from afar, but it kind of taught me that, you know, there's so much more, you know, money out there. In so many different places that, you know, you don't have to do things illegal. You can just do it the right way and you make the same amount of money. And I had never, you know, seen anybody in a room collect $500,000 in one weekend, you know? And so when we started to, you know, I learned his model, and he taught me how to do it. I asked him if he wanted to partner up with me in the cannabis industry. He told me I was crazy. And then several years later, I launched my own seminar business, and you know, we did some fantastic numbers. We grew, and I like to think that we helped the industry grow, because, you know, I've got, you know, several students out there that have CBD companies, grows, dispensaries, you know, smoke shops, to just product lines, you know, and I want to say, burst this industry wide open. You know, it's fantastic, you know, 4 or 5 year run, and then COVID came, and and at the same time doing Cannabis Talk 101 and just growing as an individual. And then now Cannabis Talk 101 is kind of leading the path for us. So it's just a, you know, an amazing opportunity and a story. So there it is, Joe.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Wasn't that a great story? I figured you guys would like it. I know the audience would like it. That's my man, Blue, a.k.a. Christopher Wrights. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark, and Craig Washman, the Pop Brothers at Law, as we are your number one source for everything cannabis. And Joe, you know, thank you for letting me share that story, man. I don't think I've ever shared that with the audience.
You haven't, and that's why I pushed it, because we've talked about it in settings, and I've heard it numerous times, and every time I hear it, it makes me smile. And I wanted Elvis and Zeta to hear it as well as everyone else listening. So thank you for sharing that story with the audience. And speaking of thanking people, I also want to thank Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Gabrielle, Trayvon, Pitt. My brother Pitt, you've been working hard, man. Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you guys all for doing what you do, because and all the other helpers that we've been getting from Home Depot to come help us over here.
Hey, they're for real.
Hey, man, these helpers, dog, have really helped us. No, we're not getting them from the Home Depot. I'm just kidding. We hire union laborers. But
laborers,
everybody that has helped us.
Contractors, out. Joe. They're called contractors.
Contractors.
Exactly.
Yes. And that all being said, you guys, if you're out there and you're looking for something to chill out with, well, check out Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you can expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Check out the website, viscus.life. Now, you guys, I kind of mentioned this in the second segment, and I want to jump into it because this is really big across the pond. I mean, when I seen this story happen, I was like, wait a minute, what's going down in London? And not only for cannabis folks, but for other stuff as well. Cannabis to be decriminalized?
Right.
What?
The mayor, Sadiq Khan. Right.
Yeah, with the scheme aimed to reducing low-level drug convictions, which is key in my book, right? Police have been told not to arrest people found with cannabis, ketamine, or amphetamines. What? With young people caught with these drugs.
Here we go.
You ready for this, though? They're set to be offered counseling courses instead of being prosecuted.
That's a good place to sell weed, those counseling courses, from what I understand.
I mean, check this out.
That's where you got off.
Data shows that 9 out of 10 drug-related prosecutions of young people between 2016 and 2020 were cannabis offenses. Now, check this out. This Class B drug offense carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, with supply and productions of the drug carrying a maximum prison sentence of up to 14 years out there in London. Wow. So they're looking to do something really big, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know about you, Zeta, if you were taking drugs out there or cannabis out there to London from Oakland or sending it. But I know Blue was pushing it in envelopes a lot of places as well. I don't know about overseas, but
no, my big thing was the paper rolls, those big rolls that they use for the contractors. I'd send out big rolls of those, you know, just because everybody was using that, and then just, you know, tour buses and stuff like that. That was my fun times.
Would you ever get it overseas?
No. In fact, I never even left. I never left California, guys. Yeah.
Hey, no, look at you.
Is that what you're running now on the show? Never.
No, I stay right here, baby.
Guy over here.
No, man. No.
Wow, that's where you're going with it. We're going.
It came from Mexico and Canada, but you know, allegedly, I was just here. I didn't ever go anywhere.
That's funny. What about you, Zeta? Did you ever push it far?
No comment.
Plead the fifth, man.
No, but it's actually quite fascinating, this story, because if you've ever been to like Spain, actually, the Barcelona, Spain. If you go to any of those clubs on there, and those clubs look like early Prop 215 clubs, and they're just like it. And so when you go into those clubs, though, you'll notice that the bottom is all the hash. The next level is all the domestic, but all the top shelf is all California.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all illegally smuggled in. So it's obviously happening on a constant basis.
Right. We're
talking about like cookies, runts. I'm talking about like
West Coast Cure.
One of my dear friends has one of the biggest chains in Barcelona. Mm. You know, and, really? And him and I for years we've been really good friends for a long time. And you know, I'm excited to go to Spanibus this year. You know, and just kind of go vibe out with them and you know, kind of see what he's built out there, because, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, Barcelona's, you know, Canada's, you know, the different countries, because they're, you know, Mexico now coming on board and what their whole, you know, ecosystem's going to look like. Because even, you know, when you think of it, like there's definitely an underground market that's affected by it. And as you all know, you know, there's the cartels out of Mexico, they're hit by this, you know, there's not, you know, people are affected by it. And so, you know, I'm interested to see just how it all rolls out and, you know, and if it's, and I wish, you know, we had more information on it and stayed up on it, but it's also one of those sketchy things. We were asked, you know, I would say 6 or 8 months ago, Joe, if you don't remember, there was a group that came in and was like, hey, you know, can you help us get it to Mexico? And we were kind of like, yeah, but that's illegal. You know what I mean? Like, we have all the contacts, and they're like, no, we can take it from this embassy to that embassy.
Happen,
and
right.
we can make it happen. And I'm just like, well, if you can make it happen. And then I'm talking to the attorneys, like, it's against the law. You can't make it happen. They're like,
yeah,
well, they got some kind of, you know, I forget what it's called, but
green card.
You know, yeah, whatever it was, you know, and they were hyping like they had it. And I just kind of stayed out of that because, you know, it's just, again, it's not, you know, the space for me, you know, anymore. I feel like I wore out my welcome in the trying to be a little bit, you know, in the gray areas and stuff. I just want to stay on that straight and narrow line and produce great content and you know, help, you know, service people and share, you know.
Hey Zeta, aren't you going to Barcelona in March?
Yeah, I'm gonna moderate panels at International Chemist Business Conference, and that's exactly when Spanibus happens too. They happen concurrently. So if you're going out there, I'd love to hang out and go kick it.
Oh yeah, I believe we're gonna go out there. We're actually been in talks with what companies we're going out there with?
Advanced Nutrients. We're looking at.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Big Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Big yeah. Mike. Big Mike yeah. and us. Dear we're friend, we're doing some
great
big things
great
together.
Product. Yeah, great, great product line. I mean, those guys are pioneers in the industry.
Yeah.
Super, super excited to kind of see their growth because, again, if you go back to people when I was, you know, young, but one of the things I'll never forget is that logo. You know, mm-hmm. you know the tomato. You know, looks like
yeah.
You know, just had the little like almost spikes or bud leaves on the top, and you know, we've always used their products and just had. You know, they've been here, I would say, the longest. They're the pioneers for the cannabis and fighting for the cannabis industry when it comes to, you know, nutrients for plants. And I think that's important to remember and to share with others, because if I look back, there's not one nutrient. Fox Farms was around, you know, but there's not very many nutrient companies that have been that have held the same legacy as Advanced Nutrients. So it's good to know. I'd be excited to be out there with them.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing that I was talking about is the decriminalizing cannabis in London. I hope they fully do it. I mean, they're talking about just helping out with a little bit here and there. And of course, doing some counseling. Hey, don't be smoking weed. Just go out of the day and talk about your feelings, but whatever.
It's like, give me a hug, would you? Hug it out.
Hey, you know, what's going on in your mind right now? Why do you want to smoke a joint? Well, because
what are you feeling? What are you feeling right now? Talk to me.
I'm feeling like, is your name Dan or Elvis? Because if you're my therapist, I don't know which I want to call you.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the fun, the other side. Let's play devil's advocate, though, for a second. You know, for the kids that are under 18, you know, that haven't quite developed, you know, I think this is fantastic, you know, because it will scare some of them straight, give them hopefully an adult that can have a good conversation with them and not to steer them away from cannabis, but yet to give them a platform and someone to talk to, maybe on a quiet individual level where they don't get at home, maybe, you know, because some of these kids, you know, they need counseling.
I would agree with that, Blue 1000%. And to just add to that, I truly, and as much as I was joking about that right now, believe in therapy 1000%. And I truly believe in talking your feelings out, as much as I was trying to be an idiot right now and acting like, oh, just talk it out. But I'm joking, saying if I'm caught with a joint and they're going to put me in a therapy for a joke. I do think I think anyone and everyone can benefit from therapy. I don't care who you are, right? So no matter what, talking to somebody is one of the best things, especially professional, because they can help find out where you're going to point out and do things. And I've been through therapy for years. I've been sober 23 years. I've been in therapy for 23 years, probably.
Well.
Here we go, you asshole.
Well. That's what you're going with, huh? That's fine. Exactly. Listen, keep counting those days, bro. Just keep counting those bullshit days. That's fine.
That's it. I'm full of vodka right now, and I'm drinking it because of you.
Yeah. Oh, it's all my fault. I see. Terrific.
Always you been both, your fault.
You both need some therapy.
Yeah, good point.
Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
We do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.